Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, so dipper number two for the show today is called Tariff Time. I'm talking about the tariffs, the impact. I'm talking about what countries are coming in and what countries are being forced out. And how this relates to foreign policy in the bigger picture. But, you know, one of the things that is really striking about this is the left does not say anything about what it does to China. The left does not say anything about, you know, our foreign relations with Mexico or, you know, no, they don't. What the left is trying to portray is that this is the ruination of the American economy. And then just as quickly as you had Cramer on MSNBC telling the world that we are about to hit, you know, some kind of financial Armageddon on Monday and have a Black Monday, next thing you know, Trump says, you know what, 75 countries have called and renegotiated, and so I'll be postponing theirs for the next 90 days and while we have some free and fair negotiations. And all of a sudden, the market's just like shot up, and I don't know where they are today. I haven't seen the indicators, but yesterday was pretty much a banner day. Let's put it that way. Bulls versus bears, right? In the meantime, I got to thinking, I need somebody to come on and talk about the market and the influences. And then I got to thinking, wait a minute, one of our show sponsors is Paul Breyer from Inspire Advisors. If anybody's going to know, he is. So I reached out to him last night and I said, Paul, you got some time? And he said, absolutely. So coming on the phone with us right now, Paul Breyer from Inspire Advisors, who do an amazing job not only sponsoring this show, but also advising people on how best to handle their investments and to do so in a conservative and Christian manner. Paul Breyer, how are you doing?
Outstanding, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, by the way, I got to play a sound effect for you before we get started. Did you hear that Trump coined a new phrase? He said that people that react quickly and too negatively about the market, he called them panickins, and we have a sound effect for that. That's our sound effect. A screaming goat is the panickin sound effect now.
Oh, I love it. Yes, you know us well. We have goats, so that's perfect.
Well, then you heard screaming goats in real. I can't imagine a screaming goat in the middle of the night. That would pretty much bring me out of bed with a loaded firearm.
It's an eye-opener.
I'm sure it is. Well, listen, man, the market has been crazy this week. Way down, then way up. What should people who are, you know, currently in the market, what should they be thinking right now?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, last Thursday and Friday, it was hang on to both sides of the canoe and ride it out. But, you know, I was telling people that, you know, we got to be a little bit contrarian. And, you know, when people are being emotional and they're selling and, you know, panicking, being panickins,
yeah.
You know, turn on your logical brain, turn off the emotional part and, you know, think about it. What's really your long-term strategy here? You know, maybe there's an opportunity. I can buy in at a lower price. And sure enough, that's exactly what's happening. So, you know, don't think of it as, oh, I'm losing money. Just think of it, now I have more opportunities. And you see that again today. If you were watching through noon, it went down all the way through noontime and then started going back up again.
Wow. Well, I just saw one of the indicators go up. The S&P is still slightly down. Yesterday, it was way up. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to portray myself as an expert. I can just read things on the news. The Dow is down right now. So buying and selling, what you just basically said was, and I heard it, and that was good advice. Turn off your emotional brain and go with your common sense brain. And you're saying ride it out.
Yep. Yeah, if you've got an opportunity to buy in at a lower cost,
then
let's do that. You know, in the long term, you're going to have more shares. A lot of them are going to be bought at a lower cost. And over time, that's just going to increase the velocity of your portfolio.
Well, what is it about the market that is, I mean, the Trump tariffs hadn't even fully taken effect. And all of a sudden the market was beginning to drop. What is it about the market that is so incredibly capable of fluctuation like that?
Well, yeah, it's kind of crazy because, you know, markets are always forward-looking and they're trying to anticipate what's going to happen. And so when you have a lot of change like that's going on now, and especially these structural shifts that are going on, you know, Trump's changing a lot of the underpinnings of what's going to be in our economy. So what you're seeing is that reaction to that. They don't like change and they don't know what to do. So when they see something like across the board tariffs, they panic a little bit and, you know, pull the trigger and sell. So I think that's what's going on right now. We just have to be patient and ride it out.
Well, if somebody is brand spanking new, like just starting to open their very first, you know, portfolio, they're just starting to get something going, save a little something, they're young and they want to get going, or maybe they're older and they're just finally getting going, is now the time to get in? I mean, do you tell people, let's wait a month and then see where things are?
I think, you know, what's the old proverb say? The best time to plant a tree is today.
Ah.
So we can't guess what's going to happen tomorrow, so go ahead and start. I mean, when you think about strategy, you know, versus tactical investing like day trading, there's a huge difference there, and you want to be strategic. Go ahead and start, dollar cost average in, and you'll get lower cost over the long term that way.
All right. Well, are there any things right now that are hot? I mean, like, and I know you can't on the radio start labeling stocks, but in a general sense, what kinds of things should people be looking at and looking for? And are there different versions of the market? Is this time to be in the high risk, high yield, or is this time to be in the more conservative? What would you advise right now?
Well, as a good advisor will always say, it depends.
Ah, that's a lawyer line.
But you know, when you think about it, look at what's happening as far as the structural changes and where the money is flowing. Where's capital and labor being reallocated to? Think about it that way. Which sectors of the economy are going to benefit from these policy changes, from the Federal Reserve actions, and from what's going on geopolitically? You know, you got to think about it in those terms a little bit. Then you can start to see which sectors of the economy are going to benefit. And I would look for investing in those areas.
Well, and I think we could also watch Trump's social media, because I don't know if you saw this or not, but right before he made the change, he said, now would be a good time to buy. And 2 hours later, he postponed the tariffs and the market went up. So
he's absolutely right.
I mean, that's and some said, that's insider trading. No, it's not. That's a guy just giving you a heads up. that's a wink and a nod, man. Get out there and do something.
I know. It's like a huge hint. Go do something.
You know, it's amazing to have somebody in the White House who's actually run a business and, oh, by the way, has made billions. Let me ask you this. Do you think that even though he is, I'm not how to word this, even though he is doing things that are rocking people's world, and usually it's more of folks on the left or who are adverse to our foreign policy, but he's doing things that are literally rocking people's world, at the same time, he tells you what he's going to do and then he does it, but he's got a proven track record, in my opinion, of, you know, being a business leader. Does having Trump in the office, does it give any more confidence to the market, or would people rather have, like, sort of go along to get along like they had the last 4 years with Biden? What do you think the market responds to better?
Oh, I think that from my general sense and talking to clients and other folks, they're willing to give Trump the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know, see what happens. They know that, you know, this country's got to get off the sugar high, you know, the box of donuts that we've been living off of for the last 20, 30 years. And yeah, we're going to salads and we're going to restructure things. So they're willing to be patient and seeing what's going to happen, especially because he's got a keen business mind and has been there.
Well,
I've seen a lot.
I think it's more than salads, man. I think it's a full-on keto diet. We're about to have a change in our perspective when it comes to, you know, the fiscal eating. Paul Breyer, Inspire Advisors. We appreciate you. We appreciate the fact you've been a part of this show now for a while. And as you see things, if you want to text in or call back in, you let me know. But we'll be calling on you again if this continues. All right.
Yes, sir. Sounds great.
Outstanding. Thanks, man. That was Paul Breyer with Inspire Advisors. By the way, they are one of our sponsors, so I'll just go ahead and throw out a plug for them right now. Inspire Advisors, their website is moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. And they specialize in what's known as biblically responsible investing, meaning they can help you pick companies to put in your portfolio for your investments that are not filled up with wokeisms. They're not the kind that go woke and go broke. You're not going to invest in Anheuser-Busch's Dylan Mulvaney beer cans. You're going to be investing in companies that make you proud of what's in your portfolio. So but it'll still grow your bottom line. Anyway, Inspire Advisors, you can find them at www.moneypatternwealth.com. All right. Well, that was cool. I knew he'd get some perspective. I like hearing an expert say, stay the course. And oh, by the way, buy low. I mean, it's common sense, but it still helps to hear it.
Somebody that's actually an expert on, like, you know,
yeah,
menu.
Like, yeah. I mean, I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express recently. all right, let's take it to a break there, JP. We'll come right back. We'll talk about some more tariff stuff. By the way, keep texting because we're working out our texters. It's got a problem, but we think we got a workaround. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world. One soundbite at a time. Hey, so, by the way, don't forget, there's a lot going on here at Right Side Media. That's the parent company. Right Side Radio is what you're listening to right now. That's only one of our productions. Right Side Media has multiple things going on. All of it's on our website, rightsidemedia.org. You can also find us on YouTube, on all of our social media platforms. We're on Rumble, on Substack. We're, like, everywhere. We are on Facebook. We got two places on Twitter. It's X. But all that to say, check out our stuff, because if you like what we're doing on the radio, you'll love the podcast too. And we got a whole series of video podcasts that come out every single week. My latest one came out Wednesday. We've got JP does one on sports called Out of Right Field that comes out on Mondays. We got Emily Jones comes out on Sundays. She has the controversial mom, which is great. We have Birdman comes out tomorrow. Birdman takes his through the venue of high tech and gaming and still gives conservative commentary. So all this stuff is out there. We got something for everybody. And so check out our content. Here's my ask. And I'm shameless. I'm shameless with this, but I'm asking.
It's your show.
It's my show. I'm asking, if you go to our social media or if you go to YouTube and there's an option for subscribe or, you know, like or follow, please do it. And I ask that because we are a growing company. And we're regional right now, and we would love to do more and more every day. And with an audience like y'all, we know that we can hit the markers. But the thing is, each one of those platforms where you click subscribe or click like or follow, they let us do more stuff the more clicks, likes, and follows and subscribes that we get. Doesn't cost you anything. Blesses us. So anyway, we're thankful for all of you on Thankful Thursday. But please do that if you would. All right. That being said, I'm back in the dipper. I will say this too. For some reason, our texter is just jimmied up today.
I think we got hacked.
No. Don't say that.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah. We have not gotten a text in since 2:30, and every time we reboot it, it does not come back up. So you're welcome to keep texting in. We'll get them as soon as we can. But just know this, we're not reading them right now because they ain't there.
Well, if y'all are on our live streams on Twitter or YouTube, anywhere you comment on there, we'll get those too. So
yeah, you got any comments you want to throw in along the way, let me know, bud.
Cool.
So let me jump back into the topic at hand, tariff time. So, you know, I'm looking at CNN right now. Go, Lord, CNN. Please give me a reason to hate Trump. And breaking news with CNN. Stocks tumble as Trump clarifies a higher tariff on China. Come on, man. What you're looking at is stocks normalizing. You had way high, you had way low, then you had buy low, and it shot high. And then now we're saying you have people selling off because they're trying to make some money on it to recoup some of the losses they had before. This is not going to be anything other than what's expected under the given circumstances. However, Trump has clarified that his tariff on China is now sitting at 145%. So he is literally saying, China, back at you. We are not gonna sit idly by and just let you continue to have this massive trade imbalance with us. And listen, this is chess, and CNN's trying to play checkers. So the chess game that we've got right now, Trump is making moves two and three ahead of where he needs to be. And in doing so, what we're watching right now is China is becoming more and more isolated on the world stage. You have over 75 nations who were tariffed hard, and they were all lumped together. Everybody was mad at Trump. All God's children mad at Trump, China included. And everybody was like, wow, here we are, and we're all mad, and China is with us. And all of a sudden, China standing by themselves. Because what did China do? China immediately called out a massive retaliatory tariff. And Trump said, you know what? Ha-ha! You just played into my hand there, Xi. And he slapped a big old tariff back on them and then turned around and set everybody else free. What you're watching is the art of the deal. What you're watching is Trump put everybody on notice. I will do this. I told you I would. Here I am. 75 nations have already returned calls saying, we would love to talk to you about this. European Union went from having retaliatory tariffs on American goods, according to the Daily Wire yesterday, to now there's talk about whether they can go down to a zero tariff and have an open trade with the European Union. That's huge. And what that basically means is the world is being set free from the tariff situation, no longer having to find themselves in China's camp. China is now left by itself because no one's going to sit there and go, well, we're hanging over here with China, man. We're with them, you know, we're with them. Nope, no one's going to do that. They're all saying, trade with us. And so while I recognize that there's things that come from China, we're their biggest trade partner. We are. And while I recognize that they have some goods, some commodities, they have some, you know, energy sector issues like rare earth minerals and that kind of thing that we need. The truth is they are now standing by themselves as one of the sole countries choosing to be in a trade war with the United States. And I believe our systems can vastly outnumber them in terms of their capabilities to withstand. So, that being said, we'll watch and wait and see. But I got a little more on this. When we get back, I'll tell you what was happening with U.S. companies. And is Trump going to exempt some? I mean, if tariffs come back in, are there some companies that won't be tariffed? I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about, woo, y'all, this show goes from like Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that lovely little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border into what was now recalled Fort Benning, Georgia. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in, too, just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I just got a text message, Chris from Gadsden, who actually has my cell phone number. He just texted me, said, I'm forwarding you all my texts that can't get through to your radio show.
Well, I saw him earlier saying something about you and governor, so.
Okay, yeah. So he wants me to run for governor. Yeah, right. No. Anyway, he also pointed out about the thing about Colorado and the question of, you know, what they're doing with the legislation on parental rights.
Yeah.
He says, well, they do allow people to smoke weed there legally, so perhaps their legislators have been having a little doobie. Little doobie action.
Well, it would make sense.
He also said, and he's been on me about this, he said, your store needs to have some window stickers for vehicles or merch.
Yeah.
Guess sure. What?
What?
They'll be here any day.
I thought that was the case.
Yes, indeedy. I just texted Natalie to verify. She said she's double checking on it, but we've already proofed them and they should be here any time now. So, yep, right side stickers en route. I'm going to the phones. I'll talk about tariffs more in a minute, but I'm going to the phones because Jeffro from Indiana is on the line. Hey, man, how are you?
I haven't even made it to Alabama yet.
Oh, my gosh, that's 2 days in a row, bro. What is happening up there?
Oh, that's what happens when you don't have a trailer on one end or don't have a trailer on the other end. It just keeps getting further and further apart.
Is this something to do with all the flooding? By the way, I saw pictures of Frankfort, Kentucky today. That's the same river, right? Isn't that the same river that's flooded near your area? No.
I don't think it's quite the same river. I'm on the Ohio, so.
Okay, well, the bottom line is a lot of flooding up your way in the Kentuckiana region. But how's your property, by the way?
Well, I applied for navigational numbers for my garage today, and with the lights on probably sometime this afternoon.
Oh, no. Did it actually reach the garage?
It's about a foot away, and it's finally crested, I think. So I'm finally good, unless if it's raining and the creeks don't rise, I'm in good shape.
we can take a foot away as long as we're not a foot in. That's all right, or a foot deep for that matter. That's great, man. I'm glad to hear it. Well, what do you think about all this stuff?
You know, with all these tariffs and everything, you know, it's like people are sitting there thinking, well, you know, they think he needs to do a Biden negotiation, I guess. It's like, we want to cut these tariffs, but we're not going to do anything to get you started. Would you work with us?
Yeah.
You know, that's how some of these people must think it works. But no, you sit there and you hit them with a stick and then say, oh, come to the table. Oh, well, we gladly come to the table now.
Yeah.
You know, it's you got to have a negotiation starting point, basically.
Well, and
do. As far as
The fact is, yeah, there's been no negotiations up until now. So what's happening is half the world's looking around going, wait. You mean you're going to make us do something? And that's what's been so funny.
Yeah, and well, just think, you know, I know what you're getting about ready to get into this, but all your cell phones are basically made in China. So you got $1,000 cell phone now, and if you've got 150% tariffs on these things, my gosh, we're looking at $2,500 cell phones now.
Wow.
So that ain't going to play very long.
It's not, but I think it's going to plane out pretty quick. I mean, we'll see. But China is going to have to figure out what it wants to do, because right now we are still their biggest partner and trading partner, and yet the trade deficit with them has been, you know, significant. And I'm just glad that somebody's finally addressing it and not just going around, well, you know, you can't poke at them because they're China. I mean, that's at some point,
yeah,
you got to poke.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the thing's going to be hurt worse than everything. Walmart's going to take a big hit on this until the tariff thing straightens out, because now you're like I say, all your Chinese goods at Walmart's going to triple in price virtually. So
yeah, I saw, by the way, and somebody said yesterday on the show, they texted in, said that Amazon was taking no orders on Chinese goods right now. I haven't seen that, but have you?
I heard that yesterday, but I hadn't, you know, I think I heard it from you maybe.
Yeah, you probably did.
But you know, why would you fill your warehouses up with, you know, if you're getting imported goods and everything to warehouse them, you would immediately stop that, because, you know, when the tariff is dropped, you've got very expensive products on hand that you're never going to recoup that price for. So.
Yeah.
I can see all everything come to a big halt for until this is straightened out.
Well, we'll see. In the meantime, the wheels of commerce are still going for you. Just hope your trailers are like ready a little bit earlier next time.
I just hope I got one at Falkville.
What time did you get home last night?
About 11:30.
Well, you know, at least you got home when it was still the same calendar day you left on. But it's still, that's not saying much.
I didn't get to start till about 11 o'clock today. I usually start at 6 a.m.
Wow, brother. Well, listen, be safe on the road. Keep us posted. And I hope the river has done rising.
Yeah, I'll hopefully not have to take them navigation numbers off my garage.
There you go. All right, man. We'll see you.
Have a good one, Phil.
Take care, buddy.
See ya.
Yeah, on this situation with the tariffs, I got a piece here from Daily Wire. This was yesterday morning before Trump made his announcement. So here's where we were. Daily Wire, yesterday morning. The European Commission voted on Wednesday. Of course, they're on a different time zone than we are, 12 hours different. Voted on Wednesday to impose retaliatory tariffs on American goods in response to President Donald Trump's decision to levy a tariff on European steel and aluminum. So they were literally coming at us with something that was going to be roughly equivalent of a $20 billion worth of trade tariffs. Okay, that's their choice. They were going to tariff soybeans, meat, iron, steel, textiles, tobacco, and ice cream. Ice cream? I guess they're big consumers of American ice cream over there. But anyway, the bottom line is, I believe that has now been put on hold. Giorgia Meloni is the Prime Minister of Italy. She's expected to be here in the White House next week, I think on Thursday or Friday, to speak with Trump about the EU's tariffs. But European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, she said the European Union would be willing to negotiate with the United States for zero tariffs on industrial goods. That's so, you know what? They wouldn't have said that if Trump had started this. They would have never said, hey, by the way, if you want to go zero, we could talk about that. They had no reason to. All of a sudden, the guy with the checkbook is like, you know what? I think we better talk. And they suddenly realize they better talk. if we get zero tariffs with the EU, we're looking at potentially zero tariffs with Mexico. If we get zero tariffs with these, and we, if, by the way, if we get at least lower tariffs with other countries, it's a whole new day. Meanwhile, we got to worry about China. I agree with Jeff. China is not only a major trade partner in terms of taking in our goods, we take in a ton of their goods. And there's a huge trade imbalance. Is it going to impact things? Some markets, yes. Some markets will be more adversely affected, especially on tech. A lot of our chips come from China. A lot of our rare earth minerals come from China. A lot of our batteries come from China. So we'll see. But right now, the EU is already saying they'd be willing to go to zero on some of this stuff. And Georgia Maloney going to be here next week. By the way, there's one more story before they go to the phones that I'll get. Fox News had a piece came out yesterday. Donald Trump said he was open to providing exemptions for certain U.S. companies. I got a little mixed feeling on this. When one company gets a leg up on others, I'm not sure why it would be that way. But what Trump did say was he didn't say he was going to do it overnight. He didn't have carve-outs immediately. What he said was he would consider it if there was a company that could show that it's especially hitting them so hard that they might not survive it. So, and I paraphrase slightly, but then he said this, Trump said, I'll take a look at it as time goes by. We're going to take a look at it. There have been some that have been hit hard. There are some that by the nature of their company get hit a little bit harder. We will take a look at that. When asked how he would determine it, he said, instinctively. In other words, he went on to say, basically, he uses his gut. Because he said, not everything can be a matter of numbers. Sometimes it's your gut. This is a whole different president, isn't it? Just a whole different president. Let me grab the phone real quick. Robert from Athens. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, Lordy, man, I tell you what. Tariffs. Tariffs are good. And he's proven it. These people from these other countries, the EU and all that, you know, they wouldn't be calling. You think they'd talk to Mushhead?
No.
I can't even think of his name.
I forgot about him. That guy whose name will not be spoken.
Yeah, that last 4 years. Yeah, man. It's great. He needs to keep it on. Keep the pressure on him as much as he can. The ones that give, that's good. The ones that don't, just keep them up.
Let me ask you this: you're this is a man on the street discussion. So you're just a guy, like I'm just a guy. If your prices go up on some of the things that you buy, typically, are you willing to endure that for the time being?
Sure.
Okay.
We've endured for 4 years.
Yeah.
We can endure for a few more months.
Do they know what the price of bacon was 2 years ago?
No, they don't know. They don't know what the price of bacon was. Of course, I slaughter hogs, so I don't really have to worry about it too much.
Wow. Okay. you got your own bacon.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
hung them up, dressed them, and put them in the freezer.
Well, good on you. Not everybody can say that, but so you survived the bacon wars. But listen, I think what you just said though is pretty significant. I think a lot of people right now are like, we're willing to wait this out and see what happens. Because
that's what we have to do.
They've got a guy in the office who actually has made billions of dollars by making decisions about the market, and here we are.
Sure. The main thing is not to get excited.
And that's right. That's exactly right. Robert, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all be good.
Take care now. Newsmax has a piece. So there's a lot of things that I don't know, but what they usually look at is a group they call the Magnificent Seven. The Magnificent Seven are the top stocks that are out there right now. And the Magnificent Seven right now are NVIDIA, Apple, Tesla, Amazon, Microsoft. That's not all. That's not seven. What is it? One, two, three, four, five. I'm missing two in the list, but I can't find them in my write-up. But the bottom line is Newsmax has a piece that says the Magnificent Seven stocks were poised to gain more than $1 trillion in market value on Wednesday after Trump approved the 90-day tariff pause. Wow. So that's just seven stocks. Now, they're big. They're massive. They're the big ones. But still, when just the Magnificent Seven alone are looking at a $1 trillion gain overall, that tells you that what just happened yesterday was huge. And the fact that we are looking at the, CNN going, the markets are down today. Well, Where are they compared to last Monday? I guarantee you they're still higher. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Last break of the day on a thankful Thursday. We're getting you guys all the way to go home on a Friday. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, don't forget, we got a pre-promo code right now in the Right Side merchandise store. You can get T-shirts, hats, coffee mugs. You can get our Bulletproof Influence highball glasses. And we got a brand new T-shirt just came in. So, in fact, they're going out like hotcakes right now. So anyway, you want one, supplies are limited. We'll have to restock for 2 months longer, but we sold a bunch here in the last few days with our promo code TARIFF. So it's, yeah, T-A-R-I-F-F. If you want to call in and order something off the merchandise store at rightsidemedia.org, when you're checking out, use the promo code TARIFF and get an automatic 10% discount.
That's singular, by the way.
That's right.
TARIFF singular.
Yeah, we had somebody call in earlier and say, is it tariffs or tariff? Just tariff, singular. Use that as a promo code, 10% off. Let me go to the phones. Dustin from Hillsboro. Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, my young life brother, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. What's on your mind, man?
Well, you mentioned earlier, you were talking to a gentleman and you said, are you willing to pay a little more for, you know, what the products you use?
Yeah.
You know, talking about that. And luckily, we live in a country that isn't run by Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
We can go in and find 20 different brands of deodorant.
That's exactly right.
Or 10 different kinds of cars. If we were in 1980s Russia, there'd be one item on the shelf, and if it's tariff, yeah, oh, that's what you have to pay because you don't have any options.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a great point. That's a great point. I mean, think about what the cereal aisle in the grocery stores in America looks like by comparison to any bazaar in a foreign country. It's just,
absolutely,
it blows their minds. Yeah, that's a great point, man. Thanks for the perspective. Appreciate you, Dustin.
All right, bud.
All right, take care. Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, yes, you know, part of its perspective, people look at it and they say, it's not what I'm used to. I don't want to pay more than what I'm used to. And I don't fault that. I understand, you know, what your biggest problem is your biggest problem, right? But the reality is that the rest of the world, especially those in some of the more suppressed, oppressed communist countries, they don't have that luxury. They don't have choice. They don't have the ability to go to the store. And some of them even have rationing. And they'll find that they're allowed to have this amount and that's it.
Also, buy American.
There's that too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who has really been a stand-up guy in the middle of all this. He's not afraid to go to the podium. He's not afraid to take the interviews. He's been spot on. And you know, if you think back to the previous 4 years, there were times when everything was going, you know, jittery and people were crazy about this, that, or the other. And like Mayorkas did not want to have to speak, and so he would just decline. Or Biden himself would not even speak. Trump is doing a press conference every hour, it seems like. Everyone on his team is willing to go to the microphone. I think that I look at it and think that may have been part of the job description. You will go to the microphone and you will go often. And they all do. Well, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is one of those guys, and he said yesterday, story on Breitbart, that the U.S. is now moving towards trade agreements with key allies that's going to form the basis for what he called a united economic front against China. Wow. So a while ago, when I mentioned that these 75 nations that just got their trade tariffs postponed because they're willing to negotiate, they're not sitting in China's corner anymore, are they? Well, I told you this was intentional. There it is. Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, speaking at the American Bankers Association, said the Trump administration's strategy. Did the Bidens have a strategy? Did they have strategy?
I think their only strategy was how to get Joe to bed in time.
Wow. So he said at the American Bankers Association that the Trump administration's strategy is to pressure Beijing through coordinated economic diplomacy. I told you. Have I not said that on this show? He said, we can probably reach a deal with our allies. They've been good military allies, not perfect economic allies. And then we can approach China as a group. So what he's basically saying is the whole world is finding its collaborative effort here. and deciding who they want to get on board with. In fact, Steve Moore, economist Stephen Moore, who always gives great commentary, I got to piss off Daily Caller. Stephen Moore said, this China tariff war is showing us who our allies really are. So if there's going to be somebody out there who's like, if the European Union says, well, we're with China, they have an opportunity right now to choose with whom they want to associate. So China is at 145% tariff, and the EU has got some decisions to make. George Maloney here next week.
We got a couple of comment questions, by the way, real quick before
we
go.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. They came in through other sources.
Yeah, do we have 3XL in shirts was one question.
In some we do, yes. We better check. But you know what? It'll say on the website.
And then we had somebody else comment, where can we get the replay of the show because they were able to listen today? Anywhere you can get podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get Podbean, anywhere you get them, you can check out the full show.
Absolutely. Good enough. Did the grades come in? Who won?
Lee gets a C-. B, Paul Breyer, and Phil get A+. But Butters won today.
Butters won.
Butters today's winner.
Butters the winner. All right, Butterman, you win. Thanks, John. All right, all of y'all, remember, there are more of us than there are of them. God is still very much on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight. We'll see you tomorrow.